In the northeastern corner of a northeastern burial site, my grave marker is as I instructed. Anne Moss, 1938 to 2018, scholar, mother, friend of Christ. I am a scholar. Oxbridge is out of your social class, girls. But in 1956, I walk into Newnham College, Cambridge on a major scholarship and the universe opens up. I'm studying languages, but I also go to lectures by F.R. Leavis and C.S. Lewis. I am in my element. I get a double first and want to work in the media. The careers advisor asks me who I know, so I fall back on what I know and start a PhD. I marry. We go to Wales. The PhD goes nowhere. The marriage is going very badly. I leave with two daughters under three. I am unqualified. I am scared. Two jobs take a gamble on me. I am junior lecturer in Durham University's French department and resident tutor at a women's college, Trevelyan, which isn't yet built. I live in temporary accommodation and my three-month-old baby and scared two-year-old daughter are in foster care for a year. I am alone, but I am rescued by Durham, by being a teacher, by our tiny college house now built, by a revolving door of homesick students, by Mo Molan, our babysitter, by bluebells and tennis courts, by Scotty, who answers my ad for a nanny in situ. And after 13 years, my PhD is finished and almost immediately published. I write and speak on Latin hymns, ethics, theology, myth, allegory, pedagogy, and how they connect. One of my books is about humble notebooks called commonplace books, which underlay how people of the time argued, wrote, developed thought in the fields of morals, politics, religion. It is quite a hit. I become senior lecturer, reader, professor, a fellow of the British Academy. I lead Durham School of Modern Languages into the top tier. Before I die, my daughter reads me a message from an erstwhile colleague. Anne, although you're so clever, erudite, imaginative and original, I've never once felt you said or wrote anything to show that you're clever, erudite, imaginative and original. With you, it's always been a question of getting at truths that have eluded us. I am ill, bashful, pleased. I am a mother. I write to a friend, I am in awe of your parenting. It contrasts my own fragmented experience. I see my childhood bathed in sunlight until a yellow telegram announces my father is missing, dot, presumed dead, dot, sabotage on Lake Como, dot. So I try to bathe my daughter's childhoods in sunlight on a shoestring. We take three trains, a bus, a taxi from Durham to Devon, and I teach them to swim in Hope Cove Bay and pull them from a killer whale, and we eat rainbow ice cream. Other summers, I watch them leave to adventure across Europe with their father, and I am alone again, and I am fearful, and I am thankful. I am in hospital, temporarily paralysed. There is nobody to look after us, so I get up, and the girls get used to me falling in the street and falling off buses and getting up and walking again. I read everything they read, and I give them words to quell their nerves. Prepare a face to meet the faces that you meet. I am intrepid. I take my grandsons to St James's Park and the Stadium of Light. I find a Jewish guide to tell us about Krakow's ghetto. I follow the Silk Road across China, Iran, Turkey, Romania, and encounters between Christendom and Islam across Egypt, Lebanon, Israel, Palestine. I sleep in the Syrian desert. I am so enraptured by the Gohashad Mosque in Persia that I sneak inside, and I am caught. And when I am 75 and ill, I ride a huge Naxos sea. I am alone on the stern, drenched by the gigantic waves, and in thrall again to the Greek gods of my teenage years. I am a friend of Christ. I retire and retrain. I am reinvented again. The bus takes me to an ex-mining town where I am a lay reader. I am welcomed with amazing generosity. I embrace Durham Cathedral and it embraces me. And on the 18th of September 2018, I am taken to lie under its rose window and a blue pall and my prayer book are placed on my coffin. And the next day, in a glorious Requiem Eucharist, I tell them, through the choice of reading, my truth, that if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, but do not have love, I am nothing. I am Anne Moss. I was scholar, mother, friend of Christ. I was brilliant and I was brave. And now I rest a while. with love.